Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo.
What's up, Kit? How you doing, mate?
We went a little long talking about a guy jerking it in public, so we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling thirsty, you ain't going to be feeling thirsty no mo.
Ain't going to be feeling thirsty no mo.
Because they got you. Bud Distributing. All right,
Hunter. I don't even know where to start because we missed Monday and there were so many games over the weekend. I'm just trying to pick and choose what's going on. I'm sure you want to talk about your Bears-Packers.
Great game. At some point. Great game. But
dude,
yeah.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was crazy. So we real quick, we were in Chicago. We got to we didn't go to the game, but we got to kind of feel it. The whole city of Chicago was alive over the weekend. And, dude, it was just thick in the air. You could feel it. Both Bears and Packers fans just filled the city. And great game, man. I didn't get to catch the whole game. But we stopped here and there at different bars, and when, you know, I watched like the second quarter in its entirety, and I think the end of the fourth quarter. But damn, yeah, you watch it?
The Packer Bears game, yes, I did. I was able to catch that. Went to a local watering hole down in Missouri and had a few drinks. A buddy of mine, Cuervo, who I worked with down in Springfield, he's a big Bears fan. He's from Chicago, so it's fun for me because I always get to give him crap because the Packers usually always beat the Bears. So we caught up, watched the game, and yeah, man, it was a good NFC North, man. To me, the best rivalries in there, and that was one of them, man. That was
just the NFL in general right now. Every game, dude, has just been absolutely berserk. Real quick, what's your opinion on Rodgers saying, "I own you"?
I love it. I love it.
I know you love it.
I love it.
He almost kind of have to be like, he does own Chicago, but dude, you got to be careful what you say sometimes.
Here's the thing. You know, I was listening to, as I travel lots of times, I'll scan through radio stations, and when Kiki's asleep, I'll go to AM because I like talk radio and I like, you know, and there was the ESPN 1000. So one of the guys, all right, it was a good show. I'll say I enjoyed listening to it. One of the guys, though, who they report on Bears, and that's what I expected to hear. It was nice, though, because they were talking about Bears Packers. One guy, the most Chicago sounding guy, like he had a Polish sausage wedged in his nasal cavity. Just, oh, the Bears, this and the Bears, dad, and I was like, oh my God. But no, it's a great rivalry, and I think
you probably listen to the Waddle Show or whatever.
That's what it is. Yeah. Anyway, they made a good comment though. That might have very well been the last time Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer played at Soldier Field.
Wow.
Think about that. And so it was a big game. It was a big game, and I think that's why maybe Rodgers.
There was a lot of emotion in that game.
Yeah, I think that's maybe why Rodgers turned it up just a little bit.
Yeah. Crazy game though. Crazy, dude, that was one of many over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I got to skip to the last night's game real quick because it was awesome, dude. Last night, Titans beating the Bills 34-31. Derrick Henry scored his third touchdown with 3:05 left. Titans stopped Josh Allen on a fourth down quarterback sneak in the final seconds to beat Buffalo 34-31. So, dude, I watched this last night, and I'm so glad I stayed up. It was just going back and forth. Boom, somebody'd score, and then they'd score a touchdown, field goal, touchdown, field goal. After a while, you're like, dude, this is going to tie. It's going into overtime. And it was. Josh Allen had the ball. They get it down to the one-yard line. Dude, Josh Allen, that's played before, leaps over like a cornerback, hurdles a cornerback to barely get it to like the two-yard line, like 1.5. And it looks like he got the first down, but he didn't. They called it short. So they run up. They got 1 second left. Josh Allen just, instead of spiking it or calling the timeout, they go for it. And, dude, they didn't get it. They could have kicked a field goal to tie, too.
That is ballsy football right there. And I love that.
Really,
I love
craziness,
that.
Craziness, dude.
Yeah.
He slipped. His back foot slipped. He's a big guy. I didn't know he was 240. He's like 6'5", 240. Big-ass quarterback, man.
Dude.
So it was interesting listening to the announcers last night because, like, half of them were like, I don't know. Like, I would have done it this way, and then half of them were like, I would have done it that way. You kick a field goal, you go into overtime, you kind of depends on a coin flip. I get that. Dude, honestly, I think I would have kicked the field goal last night if it didn't depend on the coin flip as far as if somebody scored, you could score and rebuttal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you can rebuttal on a field goal now, but you can't rebuttal on a TD. And because of that reason, I think I'd go for it on fourth and one in that situation last night.
Tough, you know, and it, you know, it's either feast or famine. All right. Either you get it and everyone loves you. And it's like, that was the great call. What an amazing coach. Oh, this. Or you miss it, and everyone's like, what an idiot. Why didn't you kick the field goal?
Which
is what every football coach, you know, NFL coach has to deal with. You know, when the things go your way, you're doing, hey, buddy, I tell you what, fantastic. You keep it up. But if you take a ballsy chance like that and it doesn't go your way, then they start calling for your head. And it's tough, man. It's tough.
It's crazy. Yep. Hey, you know what? Real quick, final thoughts on that game last night, though. Yep. First off, Derrick Henry. Dude.
Effing beast.
You can tell on camera. That guy's way bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can see it. Like, usually it's kind of hard to tell on TV. Nope. That guy's way bigger than everybody else. And faster, apparently.
You know what
he ran
it is?
One up the middle last night and outstrided a safety and a cornerback.
You know what it
Burned
is?
Burned him.
That one solid dread he has in the back serves as like a cheetah's tail. You know how it keeps him balanced? That's how it is. That's
Sonic the Hedgehog,
like,
dude.
Sonic the Hedgehog, dude. It's actually a jet booster in the back of that. He's got that tucked underneath. Yeah,
it's amazing. And yeah. And when he hits somebody, he's not going back. He got knocked backwards a few times last night, but it took like three guys at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but damn, dude, what a beast. That guy is just something else. Another takeaway from last night. Josh Allen, no joke, dude.
Hell of a quarterback.
Dude, I thought, I mean, last year I was like, yeah, he is. He's good. But I'm like, is he just having one of those years where you're just on fire? You know? Dude, he's like a two. It's like a two-minute drill the whole time with this guy.
The Bills, if they do it right, have a franchise quarterback in Allen. They really
and
do.
And he threw a couple passes last night. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That was off the back foot, threaded the needle, 30 yards down the field. So,
yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, great game last night. Very entertaining. So
nailed it. All right.
Nailed it. There's a lot more to talk about, and I don't even want to get to something else. So we're going to save some stories for next hour, and there you go.
Good enough.
Finish on Monday Night Football there. So
good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning. Brock, Hunter.
I think it's time for sport.
Of course, we are running behind because we talked about ball baths and... I don't know, leaving kids and coach. So let's do it now. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're a...
Water.
Guess what? Bud Distributing's got you covered because you're all stocked up.
Budweiser.
All right. What do you got for us?
All right, let's just do some scores real quick, then we'll get to the NFL, because last night, kick-ass game, man. NHL, tonight, Blue Jackets going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings, 7:30. Islanders going to be over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock, if you're a hockey fan there. NBA tonight, Nets going to be in Milwaukee playing the Bucks, 7:30. Warriors going to be in Los Angeles playing the Lakers at 10 o'clock. I don't even really like saying that. It's just, dude, we're too in the middle of football season. It's weird even saying NBA things.
Yeah.
But they seem to play a lot. You know,
well, especially you said off. 10 o'clock is the game.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It's craziness. You know, being in Chicago this past weekend, watching that game.
Yeah.
Kickoff, 1 o'clock, Michigan. Well, Chicago's an hour behind. Dude, I tend to forget the NFL kicks off at noon in some places.
Yep. No, that's how it was for me. I was so confused over in Missouri watching the game. I'm like, well, no, kickoff's at 1. Well, no, because they still have Eastern time and my phone's still there. I'm like, no, the game's at noon, which is so nice.
Why is that so hard to figure out for me? Dude, I can do a lot of things in my brain, right? But for me to like, okay, Chicago's an hour behind. So if we get there and it's 2 o'clock and then it's 3 o'clock, Chicago. Don't dude, it's so hard for me to figure out. What time do we need to be there?
Don't even try and do math for mountain time and then on the West Coast, dude. Your brain's going to explode. Yeah. And now, and we're almost to daylight savings times, too, so everything else is going to be screwed
up.
It's
going to switch. Right, don't even start. Don't even. Don't piss me off, Art. All right, moving on. NFL. Let's just talk about pro football real quick. Cincinnati Bengals blowing out the Lions over this weekend. One of their offense. I know, dude. I know it sucks. Before we even go, like, dude, I'm becoming more of a fan of Detroit than I think I have ever been in my life. Dude, I want this team to win so bad.
Hunter, should we do it? We were talking off air, and let's just real quick, because I asked you, I was like, oh, hey, by the way.
Sick of beating up the Lions, and we're not trying to beat up the Lions at all right here.
No.
But Brock and I talking off air, just like, you know, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Talking about Barry Sanders, just talking about the history of Detroit. What can they do? Because they're right there. Dude, they're not playing bad football.
No.
They're playing great football. It's just they have bad luck. Anyway, Lions have won one playoff game in history in the NFL
Super Bowl
franchise
era.
History.
It's since Super Bowl I. So I looked it up because there was like in my mind, I'm like, they can't be that bad, right? Okay. I mean, we all knew that Stafford never won a playoff game as a Detroit Lions.
I didn't know it was just one, though.
So since Super Bowl in the Super Bowl era, all right?
In the Super Bowl era.
From the 70s when the AFL and the NFL got together, okay? The Detroit Lions have won one.
It's not funny. Don't laugh. That's not funny.
One playoff game. I
here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. If you don't like the Lions, if you're a fan of the Bears, the Packers, the Colts, any fan of any other team, you should also like the Lions. If you don't like the Lions, why? Why are you cheering against this team? Dude, the whole world should be behind this team, dude. They need it. They need it badly.
I'm just...
It's almost like that guy's been beat up so bad throughout... You know, you like him. You like him because you just...
You feel for
come
him.
Come on, man.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy at the bar. That's the kind of guy at the bar that's just had the worst luck. And so you always buy him a beer. Like, oh, God, you're
like
still here.
Everybody should cheer for an underdog at some point in their life. Here's your opportunity. This is the most ultimate underdog in history.
In sports, it's got to be, right? Like
I'm saying beyond sports. I'm talking about world wars. I'm talking, dude, they are the most underdog thing that has ever been.
I honestly think, Hunter, and the more I look at this and where they're at, I know they had a rough go of it even before Barry Sanders, but I think Barry Sanders was sent to them, and it was the football god saying, look, we're going to give you this gift of one of the greatest runners ever. Don't squander it. And they're like, we'll be fine. And then they squandered it, and now it's almost like the curse of the great Bambino, all right? It's almost like that.
It's like
now,
in Chicago, the curse of the goat. Yeah. The goat curse. Right. They broke that, though.
They did, but it took, 100 years?
it took a while.
Whatever it was. And so now I think the Lions are dealing with that, okay? I just don't know. One playoff win, and it was in 1992 against the Dallas Cowboys, all right?
If you're listening to this, all right, this weekend when the Lions are playing and you're sitting there and you're watching, remember this break. Remember what we talked and what we talked about. You got to cheer for this team a little bit. Come on.
You almost have to. Like, I feel.
You have to.
I feel.
And if
bad
you don't,
now.
You're kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should love the Lions for reasons. And the reasons is because they suck so bad that you have no other choice.
Just for the basic fact, they need a win, man. Like,
come on, man.
Can we do one season? What if everyone gets on board? All the other NFL teams, like, all right, we're going to let them win this year, right? It's their year to get the Super Bowl.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like when they get that 85-year-old guy out onto the field, and they hand him the ball one last time, and he gets to run the ball, and everybody acts like they're tackling him.
Grandpa, who had to go off to World War II his senior year of high school because he was drafted.
He's stiff-arming people. He's loving it. He's having a great time.
He
you know,
never
everybody's
got
falling down. Everybody's cheering.
He never got to graduate because he was off fighting the Nazis, and so he comes back. All right, it's homecoming week, and everyone's cheering. Grandpa Joe finally gets to play his final high school game that he never got because he was fighting the Nazis. Nazis, all right, and so everyone, they give him the ball. He can barely the pads are weighing down his scoliosis spine. He can barely get there, all right? He's huffing and puffing. You know, his liver-spotted hands can barely grab onto the ball, and he's trucking it in the crowds, cheering, go, Grandpa, go, you can do it.
He
scores. That's the Lions, all right? That's the Lions.
Except the Lions would still trip at like the 2 and fumble the ball in the back of the end zone. Safety. So, yeah. Hey, you know what? Go Lions. Go, Detroit. Let's go. Come on. You deserve it.
You almost have to. You deserve it. As a diehard Packer fan, I almost have to say it.
Say it, Brock. I want to hear it. Say it.
Go Lions. All right. Come on.
There we go. That's coming from Brock. That's a huge step, Detroit.
That's a guy who.
Huge step.
This comes from a Packer fan who almost fought a Lions fan in a parking lot.
In Detroit.
At Ford Field. All right. It almost happened. All right.
All right, one last thing, real quick. We got to move on. We got one last story here. NFL last night, Titans beat the Bills 34-31. Derrick Henry scored his third touchdown, 3:05 left. Titans stopped Josh Allen on fourth down quarterback sneak in the final seconds to beat Buffalo 34-31. Incredible game last night, dude.
Yeah. Bills are no joke.
Among the many other incredible games that have been happening all season long, I don't know what's in the water, dude, but, dude, NFL is exciting this year. Last night proved it once again.
Yep.
Dude, they went for it at 1 second left on the one-yard line. They could have kicked a field goal to tie it.
Could have chip-shotted
it. Chip-shot. Yeah. But you know what? That chip-shot, that field goal that takes you into overtime, rides on a coin flip.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. I think you go for it, too. I think it's a 50-50 for me.
I'm a little confused is, and again, I know we're going way over time here, but why didn't they give it to the freight train that's in the backfield, Derrick Henry?
This was Josh Allen. This is the Bills.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But see, even with Josh, I mean, you don't think you'd try and slam it in with a running back?
You'd think. But Josh Allen, they were talking about it last night. He's like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5".
He's a big boy.
240. And, dude, honestly, the play before, he hurdled a guy, one of the safety or the corner, to barely not get the first down. But he literally sacrificed his body. And if you see that, you're like, the boy's feeling it.
Yeah, give him the ball.
You know, maybe just pound it into the end zone. Let's get this game over with. But damn, he slipped. His back foot slipped. Couldn't get it in.
Ugh. Hate it when
game
you slip.
Of inches, dude. Literally, game of inches.
I hate it when you slip and you can't get it in. It's terrible.
Jeez, dude.
Touchdown!
All right. You scored. All right. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.